402.
402.
402.
402.
402.
402.
402. 402.
Thank you. it is not standard practice here at the Hypnagogue Podcast to pull up on a first set only 30 minutes into the show, even less than 30 minutes. But I think I can say without fear of contradiction that this first set said exactly what it needed to say in 29 minutes and change, and to put anything further would have diluted the narrative, to use a presumptuous kind of phrasing. So that was where we stopped. We started off with Chronotope Project from the album Chronology. This is an album where Jeffrey Erickson Allen kind of looks back at some pieces from earlier releases and does a little bit of remixing and just kind of taking a look at where he's been and where he's going as an artist. Excellent, excellent album. I gave you the opening track, which is the remix of Unwinding the Dream. After that, Hyperion 5. Is it Hyperion 5 or Hyperion V? I like 5. I'm going to go with Hyperion 5. This is the combination of Ben Cox and Thomas Jackson Park, two gentlemen whom you have heard on this program before. I didn't know what I was going to get in this, because Thomas, who has recorded as Mystified, among other things, tends to skew a little bit more toward the experimental side of music. He recently was doing some generative work using Python script that was, I felt at times, was a little unapproachable, very experimental, but some of the results that came out of these scripts that he was writing were really kind of funky. And he's teaming up with Ben Cox, whose work I really enjoyed. His album On Water is one of my personal favorites. So I didn't know what I was going to get. And what I got on this album, which is called Accretion Disc, is kind of reminiscent of 90s down-tempo, kind of chill room stuff. I really like it. Got some funky beats in there and a lot of nice textures. That track was called Surface Gravity. Then we got super funky with Chogori. That was Seven Seas from the album Minor Green. And then a bit of vocals with Indian Trap and S.J. Janani. That was Ganesh Mantra from the Mantras release. That put me in mind of Samir Bodhi. I've been meaning to get to his album Memories of Empathy for a while now. I gave you the closing track, World of Empathy. And we closed out this short first set with Mac Gurgich from the aptly titled Peaceful Guitar. That track was called Solitude. So where do we head at this juncture? Well, I'm going to take a chance here. There's an album that I am honestly on the fence about. It's by Gleisberg, and it's called Floating in Your Soul. And the thing that I both am not okay with, and sometimes more okay with, is that it tends to get a little bombastic, like New Age, cinematic, bombastic. And yet, on tracks like the one I'm going to play for you, which is called Flying Over Clouds, it works really well. So I'm going to let you make your own decisions as we dive into this next set. Promise it won't be half an hour long. I'll see you at the end of the 90 minutes. This is Gleisberg with Flying Over Clouds on Hypnagogue Podcast 402. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that certainly took a turn for the quiet now, didn't it? We always kind of follow the flow and the feeling here on the Hypnagogue podcast, and that's where this one took us, into quiet spaces. We started off, not entirely quietly, with Gleisberg. And again, like I said, some days I like it, some days I don't. Curious what you think. That track was called Flying Over Clouds. The album is Floating in Your Soul. After that, Ambiente Solstice with Chaotic Peaceful Shift. That's from Out of the Void. Then it was The Lonely Bell from a two-track album called The Outer Banks. I gave you the title track. Used to go to the Outer Banks when my son was very small. Drive down there from Massachusetts, long, like 13-hour drive. But there, Outer Banks are absolutely beautiful if you've never gone. Of course, I haven't been in 20 years. They may be ugly now, but I think they're probably still pretty beautiful. No offense to anyone living in the Outer Banks. Another title track after that from the Inventors of Aircraft from their album Waiting for Something to Break. William St. Hugh always brings interesting music my way. This time it was Distance Unknown from his album Turning of the Stars. Then it was Harry Towell, who runs White Lab Records, which is a great label. You hear a lot of White Lab artists on this program. His album is called Photosynthesis. That track was Loris Nobilis. And Etopus is back with a great album called Cup. That track was Sundial. Blokemi gave us Main off the album Sen. And then a fantastically beautiful and simple album from Jamie McMenemy. It's called Piano Space. It really is just piano with some ambient textures, and it is gorgeous, and it is one that you will absolutely fall into, so you need to check that out. That track was called Gnosis. And we finished up with the still anonymous artist called Glassbird as they continue their journey around the globe, bringing us musical glimpses of different places. This time, Glassbird takes us to Antarctica, and that track was called Terra Australis. You may or may not know that every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast brings you the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. I suggest you subscribe to it so you never have to miss an episode. You can go to any place you get podcasts, put in Hypnagogue, spell it right, and you will end up here. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and put your email address in the little box on the right-hand side of the screen, and you will get notices and links right in your email inbox every 2 weeks when another episode pops up. And I guess that is really all I had to say about that. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. I do hope you will do the same thing all over again in 2 weeks. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.